Good morning, Marco, and welcome to our studio.
Hello.
You are a photographer, I believe, by profession and by heart.
I started dreaming that with my expression, I started with the passion for the photography. Mm-hmm. So I started taking pictures, and I thought that with the arrogance of the young people, with your picture you can conquer the world, and everybody will buy your pictures in the galleries. And so I started with art. Mm-hmm. Then I realized that was not enough, and then there was a lot of photographers better than I, and so someone started giving me little works, so paying me for doing pictures, the picture they wanted, not the one I wanted to do. And so I realized that was better, earn something and not invest so much in an art that maybe will not go anywhere. And so I started really with the professional photography. And I built a studio with an associate in Italy, and I started doing pictures of architectural and industrial companies, and it went well. And when I had time and energies, I kept doing little exhibition, something that I liked. So, and having these two parallel works, one was for earning and the other was for pleasure. Hoping always that the other one could be more recognized, and it wasn't. Maybe I didn't put enough energies on that. And so at the end, I kept doing the professional photographer because with that I could live, and with art I couldn't. Yeah. That was the reason.
When did you come to Oregon? I think it was 2-3 years back, no?
It was 2015 when we decided with Dominique to come here. We went here before, in 2004, the first time in a travel in India, in 2011, the second time, to understand a little more Auroville, just staying here 3 or 4 days, no more. And then in 2015, we decided to try to stay 3 months, was what the entry server requested, for understanding if we like Auroville and Auroville liked us. We went back one more again to close the house, to finish a setup of all the things in Italy, and we came here for the newcomer process. So are almost for 3 years and a half, something like that.
And as far as I remember, the only thing you are keep doing is still photography, right?
This is what I think I know to do, and so I have the passion for that, and so I came here to do that. And so many things to photograph here. So for a photographer, India is a place where it's full of color, situation, people, and so it's really a Luna Park of that. And so for me was, I arrived here without knowing exactly what to do, but I joined our service, and they gave me the opportunity to take pictures around of what was happening and of the places or whatever I wanted. With Krishna, we invented this kind of photo journal we started creating. And so every week I documented, recorded what was happening in Auroville, and I put it on this small photo journal. And that was for me a way for knowing Auroville, the people, the places, going and be accepted, because I was doing that kind of images.
But now you work with outreach media, right?
Yes. Then after that, I finished this kind of photo journal and I joined outreach media. Yes.
Mm. And recently, you had an exhibition in Centre de Arte in Citadine.
Yes.
Yeah. So how was that experience?
That exhibition was about pictures taken in India. So in the last 2-3 years. And that was the cause of my problem with the visa. Mm. So, because of this exhibition I had in Pondicherry, the same one I brought then in Citadin, I had problem with the visa extension. With the visa, same visa, I was stopped in the airport, and I was sent back, but finally not, fortunately, luckily, because in the time I had to wait there, in the airport, waiting for the next plane to go back to Italy without knowing why, my phones to the consulate and to foundation had the result that the Chennai immigration was informed, and so at the end they released me. So I wanted to do, and then finally I didn't, an exhibition here to denounce also this problem we have. I wanted to make a kind of little performance, I can tell you, but I didn't because, well, was not allowed, in which I wanted to be dressed as an officer in at the enter of the gallery, and to the people coming, wait, look at them and ask them who they are, and then ask some information, and finally print and stamp a little false visa to give them to enter and to be allowed to see the exhibition.
That event had a really impact on you, no? That they stopped you on immigration.
Yes, was well. The reason was that one, that as a Rovinian we are not allowed to
work
outside and try to sell something outside, even if I have my own activity. So they don't know that you are, that it's an activity behind you, and they just, the officers of the RRO or who denounced that. And so they just went to the gallery asking the names of the Orovillians who exposed there. The gallerist gave the name because it's written everywhere, so it's not a secret. And so they saw individual names. Mm-hmm. And for them, individual names are not allowed. Even if I could make invoice, if I had sold something, I could produce an invoice and be regular, but they don't know that, they don't ask, so for them this is illegal. So that was a problem. The problem was that when they stop you at the airport, you don't know why, and so as a photographer you start thinking, maybe I took pictures to the police and I couldn't, or some place that I, or what I published something that was not allowed, I don't know. Then finally he knew that, but really was a shock. For coming back to the exhibition I had here, the idea was that one. So I did this exhibition with this proposal, then the main meaning was lost, and who cares? So the gallery is very, a very beautiful gallery, the light is good, they painted recently all the walls, so it's really a good impact to show your pictures and see your pictures in such a beautiful place. There was, as usual, not so many people coming, because I don't know why in Auroville there are so many artists, they say, and then they don't move. I've seen, usually I go in the exhibition of Citadin because it's the only gallery here.
It's a really nice gallery, no?
It's a really nice gallery, they do good things, or well, just for the curiosity to understand what is happening, I think, no? Just passing there. Now there is another artist from Pondicherry, and at the opening again there was maybe 30 people, 40 people.
But that's a lot for...
yes, this is a problem.
When there were 3 people, or not even maybe just the painter.
No, I understand.
Well, that's, I think, the particularity of Orville. Eh? So people go individually maybe there to see the...
During the week? Eh?
Yes, I think so.
Yes, it happens, but... for example, yesterday I know that Dominique went there to have an interview with her because she will write something, and she said in 2 hours I was there, there was 2 people coming. At the end maybe there will be 100, but you say, well, there is one art gallery, something happening, and you have 10-15 days to visit, and we have this one, we have Pitanga, is not really a gallery.
Yeah.
So if you want to expose something in a good place, this is the only one.
You're portraying, at least what I've seen, mostly people, right?
Yes.
So your inspiration are people, or...
Usually also in another project I had since the beginning, when I tried to do something personal, it was always dedicated to people. I don't like so much, maybe look at the other works, but... the landscape or architecture or something like that. Or I like the architectures, and so sometimes when I take my own pictures, I see a scenery and then I wait someone inside. some people passing there. So for the pictures I like to do is scenery and landscape with people inside, or better than this, people as a protagonist of the screen, of the, what I'm seeing.
So also in your art exploration, your focus would be on people?
Yes. So I did some project, for example, with one I did 3-4 years ago was... So I did a project about twin towns, one in Italy, another in Argentina, because they were connected by a story of immigration. Some people from the Italian village started in the 1940-1945, emigrates towards Argentina to set up blowing glass factories. So they were connected because the people, the craft worker from here, from Italy, went there for the opening of these twin towns, for the celebration. I took a reportage about the people working, so different kind of works, the mechanics, postmen, firemen of one village. And I took portraits of them, and then I went in Argentina at the other village to take the same twin people and put them together in exhibition, in which in the same panel you had the postman of the Italian village and the postman of the... So you saw in this way the difference of dresses, of landscape, of background. Of
That sounds really interesting, no?
That was a story about people.
The people, no?
Yes, and they are, as they were twinned, they have this kind of relation, even if they didn't know one each other. Another one I did about people, it was a kind of photomontage. There was portraits again. I went to famous people. I looked for people in the administration or in the art, almost known in well known in the city. And I went, I took a portrait, and I asked them, what is your dream? If you were not doing what you are doing now, what is your second option? What you dreamed when you were a child to be? And so, for example, someone very, as many people say, said, I wanted to be an astronaut, I wanted to be a writer. And so I took a portrait of them, and then with Photoshop I create a scenery in which they were an astronaut or a writer or something like that.
Interesting.
And so this is another story. But about people, about the the expression of them.
As far as I know, you're also holding the space to teach youth and whoever is interested in photography, right?
No, I did something with Kriva, with Audrey. Well, another thing I did is in transition. In transition, we tried to do, we tried, because it's not so easy. For last year and then this year also, I don't know if this year we will continue or not, with the 8th grade art and craft class, we tried to build a movie with the children. We started from the script, they had to invent the story. They had to write a kind of scenery, a script, decide every scene who will be the director, who will be the director of photography, the actors, and so organize everything. It's very difficult because in 2 hours every week you don't have the time to develop so many things, but this was a way to make them understand what is the process to do a movie, so that is not just raise the camera and took something. So that was a kind of teaching I had.
So apart from doing the photography, you also do the videos?
Yes, I'm doing the video too, even if my skills are not so good in using the camera. So I do small things by myself, and now with Outreach Media we are doing some video portraits in which the use of the camera is very simple because it's still images as it was photographed, but with the video. I like this media, but really I have more the vision than the capacity to record properly the image. So in a collaboration, I'm happy to work alone. I can do very small things. I'm interested in, but I realize that with the photography I'm able to completely. In the video, it's more complicated. The sound, the movement of the camera, the stabilizing, so I know editing, but not so. So I can produce something, but I realized that not could not be a good product without the help of some more professional people.
How do you feel here? I mean, or what would be the reason that you came in the first place?
The reasons were two. The main one was that when we went here, me and my wife, I'm talking for me, I felt well. So the only reason that is not a rational reason is that when I was here, I feel that there was something. And so I was happy to. I don't know if that passes through the idea also to run away from the Europe dynamics. India first and Oroville in particular were a place that in which I felt well. Apart of that, the reasons were one, that we believe completely in the project, in the idea, in the philosophy behind this. I know this idea and philosophy could be developed in every part of the world, whatever, wherever, but here makes more sense. The other reason was that we were a little pushed by the economical crisis in Europe, and so my work and the one of my wife were not so well paid as they were before, and the costs were always more rising, and so we realized that here could be easier. This was the reason that pushed us, but the first one was that when we went then here for the 3 months, even with so many problems of communication, of struggling, of something that in Oroville is not working, and we felt that was not good. Under that, there was a force, something that say, no, but this is your place. After 3 years, I can say that I keep loving this place and wanted to live here. At the same time, I keep seeing things that for me are completely wrong. And, well, what to do?
It's a process, no?
It's a process, what you say. But is it possible that in a place like that, with so many aspirations, you have to face problems so absurd, so that even in many other parts of the world that has not this aspiration, they solve it in a better way, no? And we are stuck in something that is incredible. This difference of aspiration and deepness sometimes, you say that it's very incredible. You can laugh at that, no? But
well, it's a yoga of transformation of each of us, and each okay. of us is on different step.
Sure.
So we are so different from each other. It's a really hard work, no?
Yes, but this can solve your problem, but doesn't solve the problem of the community.
I think we all see that you come to the situation where you see how it could be, and you already seen it somewhere that works that way, but here it doesn't. Sometimes Oroville, it's a really hard space to be, you know?
Yes, or to understand that all these little things are nothing, and so you don't care, and it's okay, you know? Because you say, okay, but I have to worry about this stupid, silly... The story is another one, and I give up, and who cares? This is the way. Once you have accepted that, you have not to be angry.
You have to accept
too
and
angry.
Have to surrender, and then yes. everything is fine.
Yes. But I repeat, but this doesn't work for the place. I mean, the place still is there, is trying to breathe. It's important that this one doesn't attack my... convincement to stay here. I mean, this is not a reason for which I should say no, I go away. And sometimes you say, well, maybe this is not really the place. You can have the doubt. This is maybe is not really the place of the transformation or the first step, but I'm living in this place, and so for me it's important. Then maybe will be a failure, I don't know, I cannot be sure. And but who cares? I mean, for me, it is important.
Can we learn the best through the mistakes, no?
Oh, sure.
Not for me.
Well, then it goes in the philosophy, and everything is you can say anything.
Well, I think as long as we keep the faith somehow and we still have hope, and you know, like the charter and the dream are really powerful documents, and even let's say that the community does not, individuals not really resonate with what it is, we can still have a hope that one day they will, because they are trying to change, no?
Sure, but I'm sure that one day will, the problem of humanity will be solved in this way. This I'm sure. That will happen here, this I'm not sure. here also, but I mean that this will be the place of more ahead than others, this I don't know. I'm sure that we have a basic idea of sustainability, of many things very practical, but I mean that are, if I were in Torino, I enter in a shop and I can hear something from people that is very hurting about racism, about pollution, about something. Here for sure all the people coming here has already a kind of mentality that is in a certain way the same one. Then from this going ahead, if we talk about reincarnation here, is normal. If I talk about reincarnation in Italy, they look at you as you are a little strange, you know, you are a little weird also. It's easier, you have the space, you have the quiet, at the end you are left to yourself. In a Western country, in a Western city, well, in a city as I lived before, it's very difficult to not having this vibration of the people around you that hurts you all the time. If you accept that here the Indian living is not easy, I mean, no, the weather, the relation with when you need something, so you have to have a kind of training on that usually the travelers have on a kind of physical surviving. No, yes, it's not comfortable. India is not comfortable.
No, it's not.
But when you accept this, it's very easier. I'm imagining my brother coming here, and he will come sooner or later to tell me hello, to find me. And no, the idea that the fork that you put on the table is not clean as you think, or that all this. The vision of India that we don't see anymore because we are living here and for us is normal. There's a lot of people in Italy that could not touch anything, even not the people of this place, because they are afraid that they can take illness or something. No, but also in the small things. No, now this is wonderful, for example, but in whatever house you have the tiles broken. If you have a tile broken in Europe, you change it immediately, because this is not possible. This is not acceptable. This is a crazy kind of seeing the things. But people that have not the habit to move and to travel by themselves, I mean not in the organizer travels, I think that when they come, not here in Norway, because here is Switzerland for India, but in a restaurant in Pondi, yes, or they go in the best, or they live in the main hotel for tourism and like that. But even like that, when you pass through a mountain of garbage and the smells, and if you go to the market in Pondi, you stay like that and you go away. I'm sure.
That's part of life.
Yes.
Marco, thank you so much for today.
Good.
All the best in new endeavors in your photography.
Thank you.
I'm sure we will keep seeing them. And also thank you for our collaboration with us.
Yes.
Because many times I ask you to contribute if I see you on the event, to support me, since our camera is not so good.
Thank you. Bye.